Welcome back to Daily Dose, it's me, Nick. On this episode, Bob and I discuss a topic that's near and dear to my heart, being jealous versus being inspired. It comes up in a lot of ways, especially when you have as many talented friends as he and I do. It took me quite a while to go from jealousy to inspiration, and I'm still working on it. As you hear on this episode, when it comes to sports and certain teams, I sometimes root for the ones that inspire me. I'm not so nice to the others. Enjoy.
I wanted to tell you about something I saw this morning that was weird. I actually wrote it as an extra something on the list of topics that we share with each other. But I'm watching a fashion show. I don't watch fashion shows very often.
Sure.
But this one looked particularly weird.
None of us watch fashion shows all
well,
that
you know,
often.
I like the pageantry of it. I don't like when they take themselves too seriously. I like when there is a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek or a wink and nod from the designer or from the person who puts on the event. And I never know exactly if it's the designer who designs the event or if the designer hires someone to design the event. I think it's probably that.
Is this the one with the 10,000 condoms?
No.
Oh, okay.
But that sounds fascinating.
Apparently,
too.
There was a fashion show recently where there was just this pile of condoms as not necessarily the stage, but just in the background.
The backdrop. Yeah. Backdrop. Well, yeah. Hey, safety first, you know? Yeah. I mean, wow. Okay, this one kind of takes the opposite approach because.
Oh, good.
And what I loved about it, because I thought I've never seen this done, and I can't believe I've never seen this done before. As the models in these very avant-garde costumes are walking up this long, pale runway that's really a little too surrounded by people, they get to the end of the runway, they turn around to walk back, but instead of walking back, they do a trust fall into the audience. Every single one of them.
Oh, I like
so
that.
As they get to the end of the runway, trust fall, and the audience catches them. And it is not, this does not look like it was choreographed. This looks very awkward, uncomfortable trust falling, like dropping into a mosh pit, right? And being carried
You're
off
not
from
sure
the stage.
If somebody's gonna,
Well, but they did. Every single one of them that got carried through, and especially after the first one, they kind of knew what the call was. If anyone was hitting the floor at that point, it was cruelty. But I thought that was something. And actually, trust fall has been a little bit of a theme in my life lately. Pink has a song called Trust Fall.
Yeah.
And every time I'm at the gym, that song comes on. And it's not that I love that song so much, but for some reason, I smile and I pick up my pace a little bit while it's going on. We're going to go see Pink this year.
Oh, that's
November.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting.
Here or is she playing here?
Here. She's going to be at the arena. Yeah. I don't think she does any small venues, which I'd love to see Pink in a small venue.
It would be great.
You know, because that's...
I'll see what I can do.
Hey,
I mean,
listen, talk to her if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I actually have a one-person connection to Pink. My friend Eric Wall, who is this really cool, he's a cool dude. He looks like a cool dude, and he is because he does motivational talks where he does paintings on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually like a little bit of a reveal. You don't know what he's painting. It looks abstract, and then he spins it around, and oh, it's Bono. And it's a beautiful painting of Bono. Well, he did that for Pink. And he is gorgeous, and so is his wife. And Pink fell in love with both of them. I mean, she was talking about how hot he and his wife were. And it was like, it was the only time I was actually a little jealous of Eric Wall. There were a couple times because he is talented and gorgeous. So there. Usually when people are talented and gorgeous, I just celebrate them. I found that it's so much easier to celebrate people than it is to compete with them. Like if I encounter an improviser at SAC who's better than I am on stage, which is most of them, I love them. I love that. I think that's awesome. I will watch you and I will be inspired. And if I'm able, I will steal some of your magic.
So are there any, like, and I think about sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about this recently. I'm not sure if the Orlando Magic are going to make the playoffs this year, but there are other teams that I will root for, usually small market teams.
Example?
Like, Denver and Portland.
Okay.
Denver, because they have one of the players that used to play here, Aaron Gordon, is over there having a lot of success. So I'm kind of rooting for them because there's an Orlando connection.
And that's the Denver Cougar
Nuggets.
After Nuggets, the Denver Nuggets, and
the Denver Rocks.
Okay.
Yes.
And Nuggets.
Game. And then the Portland Trailblazers, they have a really incredible player that has stayed really like. Not faithful, but has stayed there. Like, could have left, could have forced his way out.
Who is that player? What's his name?
Damian Lillard
okay,
is the player's name. So I'm like, those are, I want them to win, but then I have the teams that I want nothing but terrible things to happen to.
Why?
And just because, like, the Lakers, because they've beaten us in the finals. They took a couple of players from us.
And they're so the Lakers. They've been the reigning kings for so long.
Yeah, it's easy to hate them.
How do you feel about the Celtics?
Kind of meh. I think I liked them when I was a kid. Yeah. When I was first trying to figure out basketball and stuff. So,
well, they were likable when we were younger.
Oh, and Milwaukee, of course, because they have their best player, and one of the best players in the world is Greek.
And those are the Brewers?
Yes, those are the Brewers. The Milwaukee Brewers who play baseball.
Honestly,
the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know something? That wasn't even a joke. I'm really embarrassed to say. The thing is this. This is something that you're so well-versed in and that I'm so poorly versed in. And I love to listen to stories from you. It's really one of the rare times that I like to hear about sports because you're so into it. And I learn. You know, you give me kind of insights into different things, not just what the scores were, who the best players are. You like the stories of the games, right? You like the people who are involved, and you like to know things about the people. And I like people. So there's the good connection point. But it's so funny to me that I don't even know the names of the teams. I play Trivia Pursuit, and there's a sports category that I avoid until the very end.
I'm like,
no
one.
Orange, thank you. No.
Babe Ruth.
I know some things, though. Yeah. Like, okay, I won Trivia Pursuit against my love, Patty. We could just play, like, we'll pull it out and say, okay, first point to get to three pieces wins. So if we don't want to spend, 6 hours playing the game. And I won on a Tour de France question. It's like, this rider won his fourth Tour de France, blah, blah, blah. And normally people would be like, oh, I know who that is. That's Lance. No, it's not. It's Greg LeMond. I don't know how I knew that, but I knew that.
Nice.
I said it and
you just pulled it.
The beautiful part is the awe in my wife's face. Because here's the thing. When you've been together as long as we have, to be able to surprise each other with like things you know, even if it's stupid trivia, it's a delightful thing. And also the fact that that meant I just whooped her butt in that game. That delighted me too. So she expressed delight even though her butt was being whooped. That's a special woman I married. I just want you to know.
Yeah.
Hey gang, it's Bob. I want you to know that I don't just throw all of this love toward my wife just because she's a regular listener, although that is a part of it. I genuinely adore this human being, and I have for 2/3 of my life. It's good to call out the love when you feel it, and with my Patty, I feel it a lot. Everyone should have a Patty in their life, just not mine. She's taken. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next time.